You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to this episode of the Business of Practice podcast, where we focus on the business and human sides of equine veterinary medicine. In this episode, we're going to talk with AAEP President Tracy Turner about what the organization has been working on this year and how his priorities have shaped the progress. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Grice, business consultant and former equine practice owner. The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you in 2025 by Care Credit. Dr. Turner received his veterinary degree from Colorado State University in 1978 and served on the faculties of the University of Illinois, University of Florida, and University of Minnesota. He joined Anoka Equine Clinic in 2004 and then started Turner Equine Sports Medicine and Surgery in 2016. Since retiring from clinical practice at the end of 2023, Turner Wilson Equine Consulting has been his primary business. Dr. Turner has consulted for USDA Horse Protection, the FEI, and the USEF. He's had the privilege of working for Pan American Games, 3 Olympic Games, and 2 World Equestrian Games. He volunteers with the Equitarian Initiative and serves as an FEI examining veterinarian for show jumping. He is the 2025 AAEP president. Welcome, Dr. Turner. It's great to have you back with us again.
Thank you, Amy. It's a real pleasure to talk about AAEP.
You are so passionate about protecting horse sports by creating awareness of social license. Tell us how this priority has shaped your work as the AAEP president this year.
Well, we've had several initiatives. I guess it was well known that this is where my passions really lie. And so we got an early start early in the year. We had convinced USEF at the end of 2024 to sponsor a summit. And so we brought together top equine veterinarians in the show horse world. We all went into a room, shut the doors, and had a very frank conversation. And out of that, and this is all USEF sponsored, I want to make sure they get the credit because they did that. And we wrote for them a white paper on best practices for all show horses. It was aimed at elite horses, but what's good for elite horses is good for every horse. And so we came out with that, and that was a good start for the year. The other thing that happened is that AAEP has hired a new director, a director of horse welfare, performance horses, and advocacy. And this is Dr. Ashley Morgan. And she's hit the ground running and working on several things that are very important to me. And that's social license and advocacy, because I think the two are absolutely intertwined. So some of the projects that she's been working on in particular is getting lists of our members. One, trying to encourage everybody that we can to join their state VMAs. One of the things I learned early on in January, I attended an AVMA leadership meeting, and I learned that if we need advocacy, the AVMA actually leads things in advocacy. They can help a lot. I also have learned that a lot of our members don't like belonging to their state VMAs because they don't think they're very strong in the equine world. And so it came down to that, you know, what we need is we need to be involved in our state VMAs. Involved in our state VMAs, they will become more involved in equine. Two, they will also give us more clout when we go to state legislatures. State legislatures is really where most of this power is. And if we can start doing things there, it advocates not only for our sports, but it also advocates for the profession, because we see lots of different things happening to our profession that, well, let's lay people coming in and doing veterinary work. And some states actually saying that this is okay. Now, one of the things that really stimulated this was the mid-level practitioner that just passed in Colorado last election. But this is coming up in several other states. And so far we've headed it off, but we need members in each of those states to look what's going on. So we've got materials that we can give you to help advocate, but states don't care what AEP thinks, but states do care about what their voting people in their states care about. And exactly. By doing that, we can make a difference. The other phase of this same idea was to identify equine veterinarians. We don't just do equine veterinary medicine. Almost all of us are involved in horses and different other aspects. Horses are an integral part of all of our lives. And so we get involved in other aspects. And so what we're trying to do is find out who belongs where and into what, and to help people get into positions for more advocacy. I'm a huge believer that every welfare committee for every type of horse organization, they should have a welfare committee, and that welfare committee should have a lot of veterinarians on it. We're the only people that actually take an oath to the welfare of these animals. And so therefore we should be there, because we can, you know, I'm a rule guy. I like rules, because rules protect a lot of things, not only fair play, but they protect the welfare of the animals. But we need people to make rules that are science-based, based on really good evidence, based on that stuff that's really going to protect them, and not just emotions that people can use to drive other criteria for something else. And Ashley's done a great job of really getting that going. So we've got those things going. Also this year, we did a new strategic plan. And as you know, with AEP, you know, our strategic plans are always based on basically a tripod. First, there's our continuing education, which we're famous for it. So it's our main thing we do. It's the best thing we do. So it's our big convention, but we've also added a whole new series of we call them XP series for experiential. So they're small group wet labs. And we have three of each subject, trying to hold them around the country to give everybody a chance to come in on a weekend and have a great learning experience. And we're working on this with the idea of expanding them to be bigger and bigger. And always we're trying to make the convention better, you know, different learning opportunities, different ways to learn. So that's always a part of that. The other part is always membership is always important. So we're trying to make sure we get the word out. We have so many good things that AEP to be a member that people aren't aware of. So we're trying to get that word out more. Because one of the things I think is great is this, we have this free service that if you have trouble, emotional trouble, work trouble, you can get free advice. That's worth the cost of membership right there. And not only, but you also, we there's so many other really good things. You just have to take advantage of them. I think a lot of people join AEP and don't actually read what all the stuff you get with your membership. So we're trying to make sure people get that out and to make sure our members are getting a real value. And then the third thing is always the horse. And part of that subject with the horse is what we just talked about, to become the voice for the horse. We exist as an organization because of the horse. So therefore we are here for the horse, and we need to be the horse's voice in all things. And so that's what we're came up with in our strategic plan, and we're going to push, and Dr. Morgan's going to continue to push that side of it. And I'm really excited about that. That's establishing a good road that I think will serve AAP for years to come.
The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you by CareCredit. Care Credit keeps equine veterinarians at the heart of care by providing horse owners with simple, budget-friendly financing options. By helping to bridge the gap between costs and care, Care Credit supports healthy financial relationships between veterinarians and their clients. Clients have a flexible way to pay over time for all types of care, and practices get paid in 2 business days. It's a payment experience everyone can feel good about.
That's a wonderful thing that that's been established, and that there's somebody working on it, you know, all the time, that that's their focus. Because, you know, it's great, the AAEB committee work, and it's amazing sometimes how much can be accomplished, even in a short time. But everybody has, you know, that's on these committees as volunteers have real jobs too. And so, you know, there is a limit. So I'm so glad that that has come to pass. I think it's going to make a huge difference.
We were really lucky. Dr. Morgan spent a lot of time with AVMA, so she knows the ins and outs of Washington, D.C. and other legislative bodies. And she just wanted to change. And she's a horse person, and she and it was just very fortuitous that she was looking for a job at the same time we were looking for somebody to take the reins of this new directorship, and boom. And it's really good. And we've got somebody really enthusiastic that will carry this on and really stays on point, keeping ahead of what's going on.
Well, well done. The AAEP has been very busy this year between the strategic plan and all of these, you know, new initiatives. What other projects has the AAEP been working on too?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, you're well aware of the Sustainability Commission. That was so important to make sure that we had a pipeline feeding veterinarians into equine. But then not once they get there, helping them maintain and hope in improving practice culture, improving all the things that make equine veterinarians' lives tough. So the Sustainability Commission made some real inroads, but those were meant to be short term. So we've also pushed every one of those sustainabilities into regular committee structure with the AAP so that this work will continue and we can continue to monitor it to make sure that we continue to make progress. So we've had, so the emergency coverage group and the practice culture group joined the wellness committee to form Healthy Practice Committee. Good idea. The finance committee will take on the compensation and continue to look at that and see, make sure that that continues to grow for everyone. But the numbers we're already getting back, as you well know, have shown really good improvement. It's like, you know what? You show veterinarians, equine veterinarians, what a problem is, and we're already seeing real improvements in that. We took the internship committee, and there's another group of young people. It's at those early career practitioners. So we formed an early career committee to have the first 10 years of practice to make sure all that works, to make sure you get out of an internship what you wanted to get out of an internship. So that's all really good. And then the student committee became a group on its own, which is good. So that's going to be feeding the pipeline, and they're going to keep working down the list to get into pre-veterinarian and eventually probably into high schools to gather more enthusiasm for coming out and looking at the equine veterinarians as being part of as being a career path. So that's all really good and exciting. The other thing that's been happening this whole year is another project that really excites me, and it came from the racing committee, and that's the wearable research project. And so we've got 6 groups working on 100 different horses following this wearable data to see how it works, to see what kind of information we can get. And I've seen some of the data, and I find it really exciting. I find it another game changer as we go forward as a tool to help equine veterinarians. So I see horses getting to veterinarians sooner because changes are seen in their data. And, you know, you no longer have to be a grade three lame to call a veterinarian and going, I'm seeing some changes here that are obviously musculoskeletal or associated with something. I need a veterinarian to come out here and check this. And the horses are going to do better because of it, because the earlier you can diagnose something, the more likely you're going to get a very effective treatment. So that's very exciting. And then the other thing that's happened this year, and it's because everybody, all our volunteers work so hard, is that, the foundation for the horse, for the first time this year, they're going to be giving out almost $400,000 of research grants, and that puts the foundation for the horse on in the same category with the rest of the big boys of funding research. And this is equine research. We're not sharing with our small animal colleagues. They get other stuff, but this is going to be, I think, the fact that we can fund this kind of research is going to push our science even further.
That is one. I mean, when you say AAEP has been busy, I mean, look at what has been accomplished in a single year. It is just. It's an amazing organization, and the foundation for the horse. I mean, it's not just funding research. Like, there have been so many disasters this year. Yep. So can you tell us more about the wide variety of amazing things the foundation does?
Well, the foundation, we talked about the research and, yep. You know, terrific. The other thing it does is that the foundation also looks at horses at risk. The foundation also funds equitarian projects all over the Americas. And these are developing countries where the working equids are very important for the not only the economic health, but the virtual health of the people that have them. And so this is all becoming part of a whole group that's considered under one health. So the health of the animals impacts the health of the people, which impacts the health of society itself. And so AAP is having an integral role in getting these projects going and being involved with that. So this continues to grow. And you also mentioned the disasters. AAP's there. I mean, kudos to Keith Klein. He's on the phone and he's talking to people and getting funding going. We're just working on, just this past week, I've been working on what happened in Jamaica with the hurricane hit Jamaica. And it's... So, you know, getting funds together, groups, helping us get groups together that can get materials, get it shipped. We've made contact with groups, boots on the ground, so we can get things distributed. I won't call it a well-oiled machine, but it's a really good machine that gets things done and it gets to the people that need it. It's something to be really proud of. And I think other members, as president, I've got to travel around the world and talk to colleagues. And AAP is one of the most well-respected organizations in the world, especially relative to equine. I mean, what we do, people follow and try to emulate us. And we're very lucky in that we have such a great bunch of volunteers that are always willing to help, but we're also which allows us to do the things that we'd like to do that can help even more. Everybody should be very proud of their AAEP.
I would agree wholeheartedly. You know, it's from soup to nuts, you know, it's doing all the stuff. And it's amazing when you think about how many details are involved to do all the things. And we haven't, you know, been able to talk about everything that AAEP does, but wow, it is so, so incredibly much. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners today about your year?
Well, I want to thank the members for allowing me to be your president for this year. It's a very humbling experience. I've tried to listen when people reach out. We have just such an incredible membership that care so much. And I want to say just thank you to everybody for allowing me to have this year. It's been a real privilege. Highlight of my life.
Well, thank you so much for your service to the AAEP, and thank you so much for joining us today on the Business of Practice podcast for this AAEP update. It's really great to hear all the news and everything that's going on. You've accomplished so much this year. And thank you all for listening to the Business of Practice podcast, and a big thanks to our sponsor, Care Credit. And to all my listeners out there, be brave, embrace change.